We have got three places to read. First, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Genesis 3, verse 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed, the seed of the serpent, and her seed, the seed of the woman, not the seed of the man, which refers to Jesus Christ to come by a virgin. It shall bruise thy head, crush thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The next verse is Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Luke chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The title of my message today is printed already in your weekly sheet, From Happiest Japanese Royal Birth to the birth of our Savior. I believe you have been reading the papers of late, which coincides with the coming of the Savior, our wonderful Christmas. The birth of a princess, Aiko, is her name, to the crown princess of Japan. And they are rejoicing so much, the happiest event for a long time to the Japanese people. And so I would like to talk about the birth of a princess, Aiko, to the royal house of Japan, and connect it with the coming of the Savior of the world. Why is Japan so thrilled, so taken over by joy? It begins from long history. And I'm able to tell you the story because I studied under the Japanese, their history and culture. And our tutor told us their firm belief that the Emperor of Japan is the Son of God. He is not only man but God, taking the place of Jesus Christ. And at that time, when we were conquered by the Japanese, the Emperor was called Hirohito. I believe his name is still present with the older generation, and he was declared to be God. They have a term, Tenno Heika, referring to the emperor. And Tenno means the heavenly king. and to show that he was indeed a divine person, they showed how he has lived and reigned the longest of all the Allied leaders in the Second World War, because such famous people like Winston Churchill, Charles de Gaulle of France, and General Douglas MacArthur are well known to us. But Hirohito, the Emperor of Japan, reigned for over 60 years. And now, this crown princess that gave birth to Aiko, the little princess on the line, she had waited 8 long years before her conception. Now, the claim of Hirohito to divinity comes from the fact that he is a 100 so-and-so, maybe 120-odd, I forget the exact number, male successor to the Japanese throne. And the Japanese are so proud of the fact that one family has got over 100 kings sitting on the throne. So it is only one dynasty for this fact. They claim that their kings are divine. But I believe God has a very high purpose to cause anxiety to the Japanese people for 8 years, because since her marriage, about 30 years old, until the birth of this Aiko, little princess, it brings the princess to the age of nearly 38. And if she did not give birth to this princess, then the divine line would be cut off. But as it is, by having only a girl, and the present constitution and law, only the males could sit on the throne. Praise the Lord, everything that happens in the world comes by the sovereign will of God. And in order to bring down the Japanese people to realize that they are not gods but fallen sinners of the fallen human race, that's why it is a girl and not a boy. But of course, in this new age, the Japanese people don't believe that their emperors are gods. So they can make a new rule to instate this little girl, Aiko, next in line after his father, the crown prince. God Almighty be praised. He rules over the affairs of man. But the Japanese are so happy because after 8 years of waiting, they now have a princess. How about our Savior? How about God's Son coming into the world? As soon as man fell in the Garden of Eden, sin came in, and death by sin, and spoiled the whole paradise. God immediately announced that the seed of the woman, namely the virgin-born son, to come, he will crush the head of the serpent. God is so anxious to let us know the way of salvation. Think of it, immediately that they sin, God announced the birth of the virgin-born son, the seed of the woman and not the seed of the man. Then after 3,000 odd years, God announced the second time through the prophet Isaiah to the wicked king Ahaz, to the house of David, that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. And then God waited another 700 odd years after Isaiah's announcement. Now is the first Christmas night when out of the blue came an angel to announce the good news, and then a chorus of angels, praise the Lord, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, goodwill, peace and goodwill to men. Now, the Savior is born, has come on the scene, and in the Gospel of Matthew, it is said that he will save his people from their sins. Such a wonderful message. Such great joy to us at this Christmas, when the world is in turmoil, Afghanistan and Palestine, and Arafat, since 1995 or 6 or so, when Bethlehem was given over to them, he would be rejoicing also at Christmas. But the Israelis don't allow him to go back this time, except he will improve. Well, it is wonderful news to the whole world, not only to the Palestinian Christians, but to all of us. The good news is that you are born in sorrow and sin, and at Christmas, like Argentina, is all turned upside down because of the poor economy. Everywhere there is trouble. Thank God for Christmas. That Jesus Christ comes to the world and he offers peace and goodwill. God taking the initiative to come to man, and if we will humbly accept him, humbly kneel before him. And I say this to our friends and visitors who are here for the first time, and you say, well, I'd like to go and see what Christmas is all about, and you hear the good news that God has come to pardon our sins and to forgive us, that if you believe in his Son, you will have everlasting life if you do that. I'm sorry, there are some who are very well educated, they are rich, they are powerful, and for them to confess that they are sinners, they are not willing, but they are rather trying to go to heaven by first class, not by the ordinary class. We have to go in very honorably. And I'm going to come in and congratulate myself that I give face to God, that I come and take part in the worship, I give him face. That will not do. We must all bow down to him and confess our sins and worship the baby Jesus when he is born with the wise men. Christmas is a time when we bring a special worship offering to him in acknowledgement of our salvation and the joy of salvation. And Christmas is praise. The Bible tells us here that the angels were praising him, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ our Lord. And suddenly there was, with the angel who announces, a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. And the shepherds glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. So Christmas is the announcing of the good news of salvation to those who will humbly come to Him. Christmas is the time when we bring a special offering like the three wise men to thank Him for salvation always. We can never thank Him enough. And Christmas is above all praise. The angels praise. The shepherds praise. Fancy that it's a little group. Not many of this type in Singapore. They say that Christmas is commercialized. So we can have anything to do with Christmas. That is a wrong attitude. When God celebrates Christmas, celebrates the coming of His Son with the angels singing choirs, that's what we have, much singing of carols. And the wise men came to seek the Lord, and the shepherds went out also praising Him. And we also are moved by the Holy Spirit that we should so celebrate Christmas. I say, against such, there is no law. If you want to make a birthday party for your father, there is no law to say you cannot. And your father will be very happy that you honor him. And so our Lord Jesus Christ is greatly honored. He receives all our praises, and He is pleased to come and bless us especially.